the ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're gonna be with you with another edition of the Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. So, dear listeners, as you have been previously with us, we were talking about the different kinds of prayer in the Holy Quran with regard to the others. So, sometimes a prayer of a person is for himself. Sometimes another person prays for the others. And sometimes it is the prayer of all, which is for all of them, which is like ummah. So, with regard to the first kind of prayer, we said that in this kind, the person prays for himself. In fact, in simple terms, he's asking something from the Almighty Allah through actually invoking him. And this is a very common way of praying. And we have many instances throughout the Holy Quran for this kind of prayer. For example, we read, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. O Lord, do not leave me without an heir, and you are the best of inheritors.
Alhamdulillah, خالق الخلق, باسط الرزق, فالق الأصباح, ذي الجلال والإكرام, والفضل والإنعام, الذي بعد فلا يرى, وقرب فشهد النجوى.
In another verse, which is the 29th verse of Chapter Mu'minun, we read, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي مُنْزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. O Lord, land me with a blessed landing, for you are the best of those who bring ashore. Continuing this very chapter in the 97th verse, it states, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. O Lord, I seek your protection from the promptings of the devils. And it continues, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ رَبِّي أَنْ يَحْضُرُونَ. And I seek your protection, my Lord, from their presence near me. So, as you can see, dear listeners, we have many instances of this kind of praying throughout the verses and chapters of the Holy Quran. The other way is the prayer of a person for the others, which is a level higher than the other. This is another way of prayer which has several examples in the Holy Quran. For example, in the ending part of the 24th verse of chapter Isra, we read, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O Lord, have mercy on them, just as they reared me when I was a small child. So this is a kind of praying that we've been ordered to ask from the Almighty Allah for our parents. In another verse of chapter Ghafir, we read, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Of these prayers is the prayer of the bearers of the throne for the believers.
وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا.
And they ask from the Almighty Allah for the forgiveness of these people and say,
رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً.
You comprehend all things in mercy and knowledge.
فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ.
So, Forgive those who repent and follow your way, and save them from the punishment of hell.
وقهم عذاب الجحيم ربنا وأدخلهم جنات عدن التي وعدتهم ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم.
O Lord, admit them into the gardens of Eden, which you have promised them, along with whatever is righteous among the forebearers, their spouses and their descendants. Indeed, you are Almighty, All-Wise.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va asr. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Throughout all these examples, the prayer of a person for the others and also the prayer for himself, the most interesting thing is that the most prevalent method of supplication in the Holy Quran is not seen within these two kinds, but the most prevalent method is the prayer of a gathering for all. Most of the supplications in the Holy Quran are of this kind. For example, what do we ask from the Almighty Allah in our prayers? We say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Guide us on the right path, the path of those whom you have blessed, such people that don't have your wrath against them, nor are astray. Or in another verse it says, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. O Lord, accept it from us. So you see, this is the prayer of all for all of the nations and Muslims. So we'd better all ask from the Almighty Allah to take us not to task we forget or the mistakes we make. Our Lord, place not upon us a burden you placed on those who were before us. Our Lord, lay not upon us what we have no strength to bear. Excuse us, forgive us, and be merciful to us. You are our master, so you are the one who has to help us against the faithless lot. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.